Among the things going on this weekend is a good old-fashioned powwow in Port Huron. And if you're thinking, when was the last time that we had one? It's been a while. Andrew Kircher is here from the Port Huron Museum. Andrew, good morning.
Morning.
It has been a while since we've had a powwow in Port Huron, hasn't it?
Yeah, we were actually sitting down trying to figure out exactly when the last one was, and it's probably been over a decade.
Yeah, they used to have them down by the St. Clair River, I believe, along the Edison Parkway.
Yeah, so there was a powwow that they had. The Blue Water Indian Celebration was in Pine Grove Park, and then there was a number of years where it was out in Wadhams on the Black River.
Yeah. So how did you come to organize a powwow for 2019?
Well, we sat down, myself and Veronica Campbell. She's the executive director of the museum. And we sat down and we said, this is something that I remembered as a kid. And, you know, I remember going to the one in Pine Grove Park. And we said, you know, this seems like something we really wanted to have in the area again. It was a really cool tradition. Obviously, if you're looking at Port Huron history, the biggest single chunk of it is the native people who lived here for hundreds of years before any Europeans arrived.
And who's left to tell those stories?
Right. And that's one of the other things. We said, you know, as a museum, we want to be involved. Unfortunately, so many people, when they think about Native Americans or indigenous communities, they think of it as, oh, it's something in the past. None of them exist anymore. They're a thing out of a history book. But it's obviously there are still Native Americans who call this area home.
Sure.
So we wanted to set out and work with the local Native American population here. We wanted to be a platform for this powwow and this event.
Right. So how did that whole process unfold then?
Well, we sought out, we knew there was John Kennedy. He worked very closely with the city. He's really the driving force between the Native Memorial, the monument they have down by the Blue Water Bridge. And we sought out a meeting with him, said, hey, is this something you like to do? And he said, well, you know, I'll help you out. And we started with kind of a committee of three, and it grew from there. We've got, you know, well over a dozen members. People were kind of coming out of the woodwork. As soon as we posted this, I was amazed. We would have been happy with, you know, a drummer or two, a dancer or two, and 50 people. And all of a sudden, thousands of people showed us, hey, we weren't the only ones who remember this powwow and thought it was a cool thing.
So. You hear the term powwow a lot, and maybe it gets misused. What is a powwow?
So this powwow, it's a native gathering. What they're going to be doing, powwow culture has kind of become its own thing. It's not necessarily something that, it has its roots in history, but it's not something like, you wouldn't have gone to the same kind of powwow today that you would have, say, 200 years ago or something.
Just like you wouldn't go to the same kind of baseball game today that you would have gone to 100 years ago and other things like that.
So powwows today, a lot of them are competitions. There are people who make their living on the powwow circuit. There's different dance styles, different drumming styles. We set our sights this year on kind of a traditional powwow. We said, you know, it's maybe going to be a smaller thing. Our mantra behind everything was mighty oaks from little acorns grow. You know, we're going to start small this year, see what it takes. A lot more goes into these than people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a couple vendors coming in, some craft vendors. We've got a couple food vendors who have got some traditional indigenous foods, which is something we don't think about eating a lot.
True.
We think of Italian restaurants or you know, a German restaurant, but we don't think of like an Ojibwe restaurant.
Right, right.
So it's going to be, and of course, we've got the drumming, the dancing. We've got people coming in from all over the state and actually internationally. There's a number of powwows that take place like at Walpole Island in Canada, just across the way. So.
It sounds really interesting. Where and when and how much and what do people need to do to get involved?
Yeah, so one of the things we worked really hard with, we worked really hard to make sure that this event was open to the public, and it's actually free of charge. We won't say no to any donations. So if it's something you come and enjoy, you want to see more of, throw a couple bucks our way. But we were very fortunate to work with the Community Foundation of St. Clair County. They were able to give us a grant. We had a GoFundMe. We kind of met our initial fundraising goal. So it is free. It is this Saturday, August 10th, from 11 to 3, and it's at the Carnegie Center. So
Great.
At 6th and Wall. It's going to be right there on the grounds of the museum.
Should be very, very interesting.
We're really excited.
Yeah, sounds like a good time. 11 to 3 this Saturday at the Carnegie Center. Andrew, I hope you get a great turnout.
The weather looks good. Thinking it's going to be.
Should be. And perhaps an annual event, right?
Yeah, bigger and better. We've already been talking about next year.
If this goes
half as well as we think it will, I think it's going to be bigger next year.
Very cool. Thanks for telling us, Bud. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.